from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio.
Oh my God! Okay, it's happening!
It's the Afternoon Stretch with Zach Williams and Bruno Reagan.
Everybody stay calm! Sure. Stay calm!
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
You are an unstoppable good idea machine!
Now here's Bruno and Zach.
O'clock here in the Music City, so you know what time it is. Time for the Afternoon Stretch, coming to you in on this Friday. I'm gonna steal Leland Statham too. Friday. I heard him do that today on Talk of the Town. I love it so much. Inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios, we always want you to join the show. 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. There's really nobody better, Bruno, in the business of like Nashville media as a whole than Leland Statham.
Who?
You don't know? Okay.
Who? What did you say?
This is a bit. Like you're on a bit now.
What name did you say?
Leland Statham.
I don't know who that is.
This is a bit. This has to be a bit. No. You don't know who Leland Statham is?
No.
When the clouds start to asunder upon you and lightning is falling from the sky and you're like, I wonder what's going on with the weather. You've never turned on Channel 5 and seen Leland Statham calming your nerves with just a little bit of lightning. Everything's going to be fine.
No, I look like somebody who cares about
anything? A human? You care. Human nature of human from primordial times have always been to care about thunder. That's why we build buildings and get inside and stay away
weather
from the elements.
Weather is an inelastic thing to me. Like, I don't, like, I'm just not, what am I going to do? If it's raining, like, not go to where I'm going? Like, no, you know? So I just don't care. I don't watch, like, keep up with weather.
Oh my gosh. There's, like, levels to Bruno that I don't know about. And we just found a new one.
I don't see what's wrong. I'll admit if I do something weird, but I'll die on this hill. Like, why should I know who this person is?
He's an awesome guy, and he's like he's been I don't even know how long he's been a weatherman. My entire childhood and life.
I asked my Twitter a long time ago, like, is there anybody more worthless than like referees and politicians? And a lot of them were saying weathermen. So
no, but he is the weatherman of weathermen. Hmm. Like he is like especially your national and outside of that, just like weather. He, you know, hosts shows and different stuff. He's such a nice guy. Lives up near my area, my neck of the woods up there. And,
dude, I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. It's crazy. I can't believe you don't know who that is. I brought his name up specifically because I just thought you would know who it is.
Why didn't you say it off air?
I don't know. And then
tell me.
Because we just started talking, you know?
No, I think you just wanted to show me up in front of everybody.
There was no shot in my mind. I was like, "There's no, I'm going to get him with Leland Statham, one of the most recognizable names in Nashville, hands down." Hands down.
I don't even live in Nashville.
I was about to say surrounding cities also. Okay. You live in surrounding cities?
Maybe.
I mean, you know, Middle Tennessee. You live in Middle Tennessee, technically. I can't believe you don't know who that is. That's almost like a deal breaker.
Done?
I don't know.
Are you finished or are you done?
I'm aghast.
I'm about to pull a Birdman on the Breakfast Club.
I don't like this. Well, hey, I will too. Put some respect on that man's name, all right? You need to put some respect on that man's name. Are you finished or are you done? How you doing today, Bruno?
Pretty good.
First day in a long time I've seen you without Vandy gear on.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just running out of clothes. I haven't done my laundry in a few weeks, honestly. So
got to catch up at some point.
I've literally gone through like the entire arsenal.
The entire wardrobe check.
No, now you're seeing me wear like real clothes. That's the problem.
I know. When you start seeing that, you're like, oh, man, things are getting rough over at the dojo. Yeah. did you happen to watch Thursday Night Football last night?
No, I had a private, so I wasn't watching it. And then I looked at the score, and I was like, huh, must be glad I'm not watching because this looks awful.
It essentially was.
I watched Teddy Bridgewater throw it to wide open defenders. Who keeps saying he's a serviceable quarterback in here?
I thought he was at some point, but last night I think I'm kind of done on Teddy Bridgewater as well. It's not going well. It's not going well in Denver. And I mean, Ray was definitely like the biggest Denver like believer.
I thought Drew Lock was going to be a great player like 2 years ago. Like I didn't think he was like. He was good. He showed flashes, but I thought he was going to develop into a great player. But who knows? Sometimes you reach your limit, and that's it.
Well, I think Drew Lock might get another chance soon. I thought he was going to get a chance last night, too. And Dearness Johnson, I mean, look, I have to come on here and I got to just eat crow.
Shout out to spring football.
Yeah, AAF, Apollos. Dude was playing like his like mom's life was on the line or something like that.
That's that
night.
Spring football. No. We used to say at Vanderbilt we were OTMU, out the mud university, right? Because Vanderbilt, going to Vanderbilt sucks. Everything's way harder. It's one of the best schools in the world, so it's like you get that plus side to it to your ego. But other than that, it's hard. Spring football is the same thing. It's OTMU. We're going to play like our life is on the line because, frankly, it is, or else we wouldn't have played spring football.
Yeah.
Well, so he's going out there and he's like, I'll die to get some touchdowns.
He really, like, I mean, it didn't matter. It took 3-4 guys to tackle him almost every single time. If it was one dude, he was moving on passing. I for sure did not think Dearness Johnson was going to go out and just be this amazing hit. It was like 140 plus yards, a touchdown. It's his first game ever starting. It was really good for him. And I mean, the Browns, Case Keenum, like, looked manageable. Of course, he looks like he also might be the starting quarterback for a little bit there for the Browns. But I don't know. Denver sucks. Denver is just bad. Von Miller comes out and is like, I'm the best on this team, and I got to step up and be great for him. Then he goes and gets injured, and he's out of the game. And I was like, well, why'd I play the Denver defense? Stupid.
Yeah, I put together my four-leg parlay yesterday, and not a single leg of it hit. So both quarterbacks were under. The under hit, and the Browns won.
It's crazy. It's just so crazy. My parlay did not hit.
What a boring primetime game.
It really is. Like, I don't know how that works. Like, I mean, I guess at the beginning of the season, they have to schedule certain times where, like, all right, this team's going to play, and they just have to hope. But, like, in what world were they like, Browns, Broncos? All right, there it is. You know, that's the matchup. That's the heated matchup we're going to put on primetime television, and then we're all just sitting there. I could not believe anybody. That had to probably be the lowest-rated primetime game.
I feel like injuries are affecting the NFL more than they usually do this season, or maybe I'm just crazy. I feel like it's affecting.
Do we always say that?
No.
No.
Well, how many teams have we seen that are like top that were supposed to be like good that are starting to kind of crumble? I mean, the Broncos right now with Von Miller, Browns are abysmal. Titans have been there for like 3 weeks. Who else? Baltimore before the season was massive injury trouble. Really, the top teams are the ones that are just not injured. Well, the Bucs are dealing with their own slew's injury too, but they're basically just resting till the playoff. I think, you know, Antonio Brown's out, Gronk's out. Do they need them? Probably not.
Maybe not. We got a lot to talk about today. We got a lot of different stuff, but once again, we want you to jump in on the phone line, 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. Later on in the show, we're going to have Fantasy Football Fridays brought to you by Play It Against Sports in Brentwood and Hendersonville. We're also going to get into Bruno's bets over the weekend, have that coming up. And then the show's actually going to be cut off a little early today. 5:45, we're going to be done. 5:44, technically, we'll be done. 5:45, though, we got Vandy Fall Series happening here on the station, so you'll be able to hear Allegretta and that whole broadcast going on with the Vandy Commodores. The Vandy boys are back in. I mean, they're back. They're back already playing baseball. So if you want to hear that black and gold game, you're going to be able to hear that here on the station tonight. Once again, first pitch is going to be at 5:45. I believe 5:45. It might be 6 be first pitch, but they're going to be on air 5:45. So we'll have, once again, the show is going to be cut short today. Last night, a big piece of news comes out, and I know Ray saw this, and he's just devastated by it a little bit. Adam Schefter tweeted out, Bruno, that Congress is now seeking documents and information from NFL's investigation into the Washington football team. What that means and what the government, the U.S. government, is now going after are the emails, the leaked email. I don't know if leaked is the right word, but the emails that got John Gruden fired, the emails that are apparently very damning to a lot of different, not just undisclosed women who were cheerleaders with the Washington football team, also have a lot. I mean, we know the owners are a part of it. Ray asked a really good question last night, and I'm just going to quote it here. Did the NFL just F up? Because it really does seem like that the NFL is, I mean, we saw how Supreme Court got in with the NCAA, and NCAA was like, you know what? We should – players get paid
it's
now.
It's a great point. I think, you know, maybe the ownership just after, because it's been years of a monopoly, like, let's be honest. And then when the argument comes up of a monopoly, it's like, oh, we're not in a monopoly. We're just 32, you know, united, like, businesses sort of deal, right?
Right.
And, yeah, no, you don't mess with the government, man, because they'll, especially if it gets to judicial for whatever reason, because deep down in their roots, I think we learned with Kavanaugh and how, like, aggressive he was. They, you know, you can't lobby these people. Like, no. This is not going to happen. They will. NCAA was like the monopoly and just pop overnight cut, yeah. You know? So maybe this was just the arrogance of the ownership. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if the NFL just throws Washington and Snyder under the bus at this point. So be looking on that in the upcoming.
Well, we're you know, it's speculation right now because all of it's going to come out. But are we going to see these emails? Like, I have to think that if the please, government's getting involved
please,
with it.
Please, 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 please.
I mean,
I want to see the emails so bad.
Because we all assume, right? You come back in. I see you wanting to jump in.
I'm just listening. Yeah, I mean, I'm loving where this
Ray,
is going.
You look like a GTA 4 character.
Really? Wait, really?
Hey, you look like Nico.
Hey, at least there's no distressed jeans today.
Yeah, no, you look good. No, you look good. Man. I like it. The Adidas top with the kicks on the low. I like it, man.
Adidas just screams Eastern European refugee.
Hey.
That is. Those thoughts are Bruno Reagan.
We're brothers, so it's okay.
Yeah, yeah, I can't. The white guy will step away for a second. But. Hey, what was I going to ask you, Ray? I was going to ask
Byzantium
you something.
Byzantium was once, you know, kind of that raised culture. So I mean,
what's Byzantium?
Like Eastern Rome, you know, oh. Like the Turkish area, kind of.
Oh wow, yeah, the Byzantine Empire.
Yeah,
I forgot all about that.
Bruno and I are distant cousins. Crazy.
But I mean, as a Washington fan,
yeah,
and we've also seen too these emails like have been rumored to see that ownership groups, the owners of these NFL teams, are involved in it. I mean. Does this make you scared for Dan?
No.
Or glad?
No, I'm happy. I definitely want him gone. I think every NFL, well, Washington fan wants him gone. I know that they're supposed to be. But there's rumors where I read last week from, I think it was either the Post, I can't really remember who came out with it, but they believe that, rumor has it, that Daniel Snyder is the one who leaked the emails of John Gruden and that Bruce Allen stuff. Mm-hmm. So we don't know. They're all connected. We talked about it a few, yeah. Like last week, that's all connected. This guy's just been a disaster of an owner. For the last 20 years, he needs to be gone. He's treated this team like he's a fan, like a fantasy football team. Good riddance.
Well, like, and yeah. It's not even just Washington football. Clearly that we see,
yeah.
Obviously John Gruden was fired off this. This goes back 10, 11 years when he was not even in the league, right? He was a commentator at that time back when these emails were put out.
Right.
That, I mean, how many other owners and high execs in the NFL, and I'm not saying anything about the Titans, but there's a possibility they could be involved in these emails. It's enough, too, that if you look at this, Congress is stepping in now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's something else there. Like, they don't just step in willy-nilly with these kind of things, especially with the NFL, which is a private organization. And, you know, Bruno mentioned lobbying. NFL has lobbied a lot of different stuff with the government. I mean, they've done so much. Obviously, they're the biggest sport, so they're in bed with all the politicians. If Congress is stepping in, there's clearly something else involved with these NFL emails, these whatever's in there that, I mean, maybe not next year, maybe not 5 years from now, but it almost feels like heads are just going to roll from this.
Absolutely, 100%. And I think that one of the things that would I believe got on everyone's radar was the whole harassment from the cheerleaders, right? And I read a report from the Washington Post where they said in the beginning of the year, Daniel Snyder or what have you, and that brass offered hush money to those cheerleaders not to come up with the full story. And they decided not. And I believe only three came out or four spoke about their time there and was real horrific and stuff, really detailed stuff. And
yeah.
We all knew it was in the end. We all knew it was in the end because we all felt like there was something going on here because Bruce Allen winless as a president, had all this like ammunition. Like, is he got something on Snyder? Does Snyder have something on Bruce Allen? And like I said, here we are today, and it's just like it's manifesting. I think Bruno, you retweeted something about the Phoenix Suns. About
Well, the NBA is getting way. The NBA might be seeing the NFL, and the second they saw Congress and like get involved after the NFL or the NBA immediately said, hey. Let's just throw our guy under the bus right now and get it out of the way. So they're going to throw away the Phoenix Sun owner for potential. There's apparently a lot of evidence about sexism, racism, comments, all the same, basically same stuff Gruden got. And the NBA is just going to be like, hey, you're done now.
Yeah.
And, you know, smart.
That's the way to do it. Just cut it for the cord.
That's cutthroat business. Yeah. I think the NBA is more, you know, I don't know. Does that make sense that the NBA just seems more like...
Unified?
Ruthless at the top level business. Oh, yeah. Whereas the NFL, they're all like buddy-buddy on ownership, like... kind of level, because you see in the books or whatever where it's like Robert Kraft and them would just go hang out and then have ownership meetings. It's really just them going out and, you know, partying and stuff, I'm sure. Whereas the NBA, it's like, yeah, it's bottom line. They treat it like bottom line business, where it's like, hey, you're against the business, bah, you know.
It makes sense. I think if you're the NBA,
the way boop bop bam,
yeah, pow, so the way
Floyd which is basically Floyd how the NBA is reacting to this. It's just literally how the NBA is reacting to it.
Well, yeah, and they how many? I mean, it doesn't matter.
We hear about it all, everybody.
Well, that kind of gets to a whole other topic, right? But we hear it all the time, especially when it comes to college football, right? Where the head coaches know where the skeletons are buried, right? Like, they know all the hidden things go on in programs and all this different stuff with colleges. Well, that goes across every organization to the end of time. So it doesn't matter if it's college, NBA, MLB, NFL, whatever it is. There are skeletons in these people's closets that are going to come out. And not if mine. You're not in yours, you're very, we'll see, you throw it out there. You know what I mean? You put it out there, cancel yourself. Nobody else can cancel you, you know, it's that sort of thought.
God, I'm such a giga brain.
But you start to see where it's the NBA is just doing what they feel like they have to do. They're like, all right, we're not going to get taken down as a league. If you get in front of it and start canceling your, like essentially canceling your own people with your own time, then you're not going to need other people to step in. You're not going to need, you know, regimes to come up and try to make this clean or anything like that. It's not going to happen that way. This is going to be something where organizations and how long does this last? I don't know. But for the end of time right now, it seems, if you hire anybody that is not just clean slate all the way through, you're at some point just going to have to fire them for some cause, because – it's just if anybody messed up, you know, whether it was on purpose mess up, whether it was an accident, whether it's just an allegation and there's no actual proof, people are just going to get fired till the end of time with these execs, because it almost seems like people are just getting headhunted right now.
Well, because if you think about it, it's like when you saw the John Gruden emails, it didn't only like focus on the NFL owners. It crossed over to CEOs of other companies.
Yeah.
So I just wonder what those emails are about. Like, who else is involved in that little pool?
Yeah.
Because you had the CEO of Hooters and stuff, and it's just like, I'm pretty sure people want to know, like Bruno just said, I'm pretty sure players want to know what those emails have.
Let's review it. Talking about it right now. They're like, bro, what do you think that's in the emails?
Or somebody got close to them.
I already know. They're like, yeah, what's the things in there?
You hear all the stories, too, of just, you know, of different coaches, NFL, MLB, whatever.
Rumors too. They're doing it over email. Like, this isn't even like, we don't need phones or records or anything. They're just doing it over email.
No, like, way that they're still doing it. Like, there's got to be coaches that are like, I don't do anything out in, like Dana White. Like, how Dana White doesn't even have like an iPhone, right? He has a flip phone and that's it. And he doesn't do his own emails.
He texts because, you know, you hear the stories all the time where people will text him. Well, so that's true. They go to his assistant. So,
yeah.
I guess everything he does is all on the call.
It's all on the call. He makes sure nothing's getting recorded or anything, but that's what it's getting to, right? Like, if you're in these upper up GMs, and I'm not trying to advocate for anybody, you know, if you're gonna be racist, do it in silence, you know, I'm not saying that or anything. I'm saying though that it just seems like what's the line of privacy now that's gonna be with these people? Because I'm not even saying, obviously, if they're doing something racist, sexist, any of those things, then they're wrong. Like, they shouldn't be doing that, but there are maybe just things they don't want to get out, like, you know, Maybe Gruden didn't want to know that his hemorrhoids were out there or something, like whatever it is. You know, whatever's happening, that could be private. But do they have to be just openly transparent till the end of time now?
No. I feel like there has, like, you have to like have a sense of privacy, right?
You would think.
You just don't want to go to that place. I don't know. This is such a tough discussion. I really don't, you know, I really don't think, because the basis for players is if you say stuff like that, which, hey, a solid like arbitrary number, 80% of them probably say stuff like that every day, like just off the joke, off the rip, you know. But if you're a great player, you get away with this stuff. I think.
Well, look at the vaccine stuff right now in the NFL. We see players that you know, are missing time due to the not getting vaccinated and they're getting COVID. NBA's having it. Like, you know, there's players that are able to get around the system.
I just don't like decisions that have finality to it. Like, totally, like, basically how Gruden's never going to get another football job again for stuff he said 20 years ago, which the craziest thing about that whole story to me, guys, is the first thing he said was probably the most, like, oh, you can't say that, where he was making fun of the African-American talk show host where he was like, his lips are massive or whatever. That for me was like, whoa, like if anything's going to can this guy, it should probably be that. And then, but when that was released, they were like, well, you know, work through it. Then like two or three more things got leaked and they're like, you're done. You're done.
Well, he made fun of Goodell and they were like, all right, you're dead. You know, so pack your bags. You're going directly to jail.
So it was just, you know, I don't know. I think people deserve chances for redemption. I don't know. It's tough, and I don't want people to come at you this show. I don't mind people coming at me, but I don't want people one day coming at you guys for things I say where it's like, oh, you think Gruden,
we
like,
supported
you, think he
deserves
you a second chance? Yeah. You know,
well, no, I mean, like,
people,
okay,
can change.
Like, well, we can talk about that, right? Like, we could talk, like, people should be deserving of a second chance. People should be deserving of a second, third, fourth chance, in my eyes. Like, straight up, I think people, like, if they do the work to fix themselves, they should.
Yeah, well, Gruden made an anti-gay slur, like, you know, and he had the pleasure of coaching the first openly gay, like, starter in the, or, like, contributor in the NFL. And, like, who are we to, like, make like statements on their relationship, like as a player and coach, right? That should be between them, and whatever they come to a consensus of, then we can start talking about it. But it's just like, well, you know, how could he say that? And, you know, Coach Carl, it's like, you know, this is a thing between two grown men. So,
well, and it's also the biggest part of this, and I feel like this is the problem with cancel culture in general, is that, great, he's fired, he's belittled, he's out of the world, he's not doing the thing that he wants to do. Does that fix what's in his heart? If he really does has hate, you know, so you think going at this negatively where you're like, I just need him off the face of the earth. Well, that doesn't fix the problem, right? Like, to, you know, quote Dr. King, not to get, you know, too deep into it, but, you know, darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that, right? Like, so that's where it's, you get to a point of, is it really better to cancel these people or get rid of them, fire them, get them away, and just get them out of your sight line? Or is it better to teach, you know, to be humbled, right? Like, they should be humbled and realize that the things they were saying are wrong, or that, well, thing. Yeah, but to learn, like, showing a side where it's like, why do you say these things? You know, you don't fix the problem by just putting it over in a corner.
Yeah, and I'm gonna appeal to, you know, the word, like, the elephant in the room that no one likes to talk about. Like, imagine if one of those, like, you know, like the barbershop show or whatever, where people,
right,
like, what if they got Gruden on right after this? First of all, appeal to your ratings, like with your business, that would go through the roof. Having
the roof.
An open discussion with Gruden after this. Now, it would never happen on Gruden's end because, you know, he has lawyers that are like, dude, just don't do this, you know?
Well, and he shouldn't be listening to lawyers at this point either, by the way.
No, it's...
Are the people who are his friends, by the way, and you think in private, he's doing this in email... You'd be surprised we heard in private, probably.
So, yeah. So, like, appealing to these networks, like, this is I don't know. I think it's a perfect opportunity for us to get out. And because what Gruden says, like, where he called Goodell, like, you know, the anti-gay slur, and he, like, his sentiment, like, it's something that's not unique. Like, let's not kid ourselves. People say stuff like that all the time. So what better thing to go on a big platform and have a discussion about it? I don't know. That's what I would like to see.
From him. You know, here, like,
is this really
hate?
You think, or what was it? He was like, oh, that's just, and then we can hear his point of view, you know? Because do you really think Gruden, like, it just is, wakes up every day? He's like, no, the dude has truly one care, probably. That's coaching football. Everything else is just, you know, so secondary. It's just hard to imagine.
I don't know. It's such a dangerous precedent where we're saying.
It's, like, also a dangerous conversation because I don't want to get fired.
Well, and the side of it is that he did something wrong and he should be terminated. But the idea of he's going to be gone,
unforgivable.
Fired.
Unforgivable.
Yeah, you know, that's where the conversation changes.
What
in my
he
mind.
Did was unforgivable. It's like, well, he said some words. And
it's not just Gruden either. Like, we're talking about in a grand scope of people just being canceled for whatever tweets from 2012
there are people
or something
that deserve to be canceled out there.
Absolutely,
like the Harvey Weinsteins of the world.
Right, there's monsters out there for sure. Was Gruden a monster? You don't get. I mean, yeah, he was probably a monster in like the way that he handled his football business, but was he a terrible person? No, you don't get giant multi-million dollar endorsements and contracts by not being a favorite of people or you know, like it's just he was doing something wrong that maybe he legitimately just didn't know he did wrong. And somebody can get mad at me saying, well, you're just giving him an excuse to do these things. And no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that maybe he hasn't been around the other side. Like people, there are people that are just sheltered to one view of life.
Oh, I know.
You got to be objective.
Dude, I went to Vanderbilt. I know.
Yeah.
I took a
and
lot
especially
of-
if all you did, like, and you're the biggest of this, is like, if all you did is been in a locker room, go to, like I said, go to a YMCA men's locker room. You see, you hear the most outlandish stuff. I can't imagine if you're an actual pro locker room, a college locker room, like the stuff that you hear, like the craziness that you hear that is normalcy there. And that's wrong, you know, but those are the questions of like, how do you fix that? Once again, removing the person and just banishing them to an island doesn't fix that. If anything, that's gonna it's gonna double down people in their hate.
They tried to do that with Napoleon, and then you know what he did? Came back. He said, "Round two, baby. Do you want John Gruden to come back and invade again?"
You just can't like double down on this hate. And so I don't know. It's a really weird line because, like I said, if people are being over, like if there are people doing this, they should not be holding these jobs over people, especially if it's, you know, racism and it's people of color that are producing the money for them. You know, if you're looking at like the NBA or something like that, is the main talent is that, then how they should not have a position of power over anybody with that kind of mindset. But the other side of me is like, you can't just like, you're not fixing the problem. You're just cutting the head off so two more will grow somewhere. Like that's in my eyes, that's how it looks. We got a little deep in that first segment. We want you to jump in, though. 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. Go ahead and get us in. Let us know what you think about that subject. I mean, Bruno and I and Ray are all very open to this topic.
Sure.
If you have a question that you feel like maybe what we said is wrong, maybe you agree with us, whatever it is, we want to hear about you on this. We want to give this as an open platform for anybody that has a thought on this pattern. Give us a call, 615-844-5600. Back after this here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Good afternoon. They now got all the vehicles to the side here on 40 eastbound at Spence Lane. All that heavy traffic volume trying to get out towards Donaldson past the airport. It's really saturated with a lot of traffic on 440 right now, especially eastbound there at Nolensville Pike. We see it backed up all the way to the 65 split. Just heavy traffic on all the major outbound routes. Give yourself extra time. Oktoberfest at Obergatlinburg going on this weekend. This is the last weekend. Check it out online at obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is not the only choice when it comes to buying, selling, or trading your vehicle, but it is the best choice. Located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over three decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget, and their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are in the right hands. If you're feeling rugged, check out their brand new Titans, or you might be feeling sporty and want to check out the all-new Maximus. And don't forget about their award-winning parts, service, and body shop. They have everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at nissanofrivergate.com, where they are open 24/7 or in person at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. Or if you want to give them a call, it's easy at 615-865-7220. Again, that number is 615-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
If you have roofing, siding, or gutter needs, A&R Roofing is your one-stop solution. A&R Roofing combines the small-town values you trust with the big-league quality required to get the job done right. If you have an old roof that needs replacing or one that has storm damage, A&R Roofing can provide you with a free inspection. They specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofing, and custom copper roofing. A&R Roofing can also take care of your siding needs, whether it's vinyl siding, hardy board, or board and batten. Call Bob at A&R Roofing, 615-389-1916.
Golfers, it's time to tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops for the Callaway Apex Trade-In Event running now through October 31st. Bring in any of your old clubs and receive a 50% trade-in bonus towards new Apex 21 irons. The Apex, Apex Pro, and Apex DCB are designed with artificial intelligence for faster ball speeds. Swing by and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast throughout this afternoon. Mostly sunny, temps in the mid-90s, slight chance of a passing shower. Mostly clear overnight tonight, lows low 70s, and Friday 50-50 chance of rain. Mostly sunny, temperatures in the 90s, heat index values near 100. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Joe Gardner. Sports Radio
Welcome back to the afternoon stretch. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams here. Inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. If you want to get involved, 615-844-5600. That's the FN Bank hotline, phone line, if you want to jump in. Lines available anytime for you there. Remember the Vandy Black and Gold game tonight here on Nashville Sports Radio. Going to supersede our show a little early. We'll be done by 545, and they'll take over from there if you want to catch that going on forward. Ray, how did you like last night? We didn't talk about the Thursday night game. Did you watch it all last night?
I did watch it. Yeah, my kid watched it because he's into fantasy football this year. So yeah. He's like, he had OBJ on his team.
RIP.
Yeah. Yes, I know. So we were watching, my son and I were watching the game last night, and you know what? I was impressed. Casey Keenum, 200 yards, held a fort. So I'm asking you guys this. How confident do you think that Baker comes back and gets a starting role?
Oh, it's his when he comes back.
You think so?
Yeah, the second he comes back, it's his, 100%.
It's just like, when is he going to come back, you know?
Probably not. The rest of the – probably, dude, Browns might be – you know, it's going to be tough to secure the division from the Ravens. It's going to be tough to secure a wild card spot, you know. Yeah. So I don't
– they could finish last.
Yeah, they could.
They could easily finish last. And a torn labrum on his opposite throwing arm is not a fun set of
and he fractured a bone on top of that. That's what I think I read that. And he said that's really hurts his range of motion. He said he's got to, if anything, that has to heal
my
first.
Range of motion, thinking about it.
Yeah. He said that has to heal first before he can even think about coming back onto the field.
Yeah. No, I don't think there's any. I don't think he's coming back for a while. And who knows what that team is going
to
do.
My Super Bowl pick goes down the toilet. Yeah, yes, thank you, Cleveland.
That's how it plays out.
Good night.
I forgot who I even picked for the Super Bowl. Bills, maybe?
Bills. Chiefs.
And then you get Bills, it. Tampa Bay, I believe.
Yeah.
Maybe. We'll have to go back.
Solid picks. That. Wow.
Yeah.
So Braves lose last night, by the way.
All right. Watch the video feed. I'm Braves fans.
They'll play Saturday back home over at the Battery. Any hope for Braves? Do we feel like it's just.
What are they? Up 3-2, right?
They're 3-2 right now, but it's so weird with Atlanta the way it feels like. Like
this is so interesting because George had a different spin than you are right now. Let's go.
His spin? Well, he's positive.
He's like, I don't want the bandwagoners to jump off. I want you to stay. We're gonna win. This is the best team. Yes, we just laid an egg last night. All this stuff, whatever. Don't give up.
If George is saying, if George has that tone, Braves are a curse beyond belief. Exactly
what Bruno said. I felt bad. I was like, man, Flash is really reaching here. So
no, they're it's just weird. It's weird. And this is what I talked about like two or three nights ago with the Dodgers, where it's just they are just all of a sudden like they're just one of those teams that can just turn it on and catch fire so quick with all their power, all their batting that they have across the board on their team.
Dude, Braves.
Well, Berlin Wall, yeah.
It says something that everybody except for George Plaster is extremely worried right now.
I think they should be worried. I really do.
The Dodgers look like champions.
But then the Braves, because I thought the Dodgers were for sure going to win two games ago, and then the Braves came out and just laid the lumber to the ball, and you had Eddie Rosario, who's just hitting like a monster in the playoffs right now, And I don't know what they're going to be. If they can somehow get by the Dodgers, I really do think if the Braves get by the Dodgers, they can win the World Series.
I think the Braves need to order like a hit squad for this game six right here. like you're not going to like just take away winning the game, but throw the ball at every batter, like, you know, try and take them out. They're base running, tackle them.
I just don't want Astros in the World Series. And oh, well, too it's bad. Almost.
Was it, is it game six coming up now?
Yeah, I think if they win
is
tonight.
Is that tonight?
Yeah, or tomorrow. It might either tomorrow or tonight. I can't remember.
Brenda, is that your other pick? Was that Houston?
Yeah,
your other?
It was. Yeah, Houston. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. He loves Houston. How do I forget? Yes, how do I forget these things?
Had, I think you had Houston Cardinals.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, if Houston gets in, they make me so upset. Jose Altuve, how does he even hit? You know, he's literally the, like, his body just makes no sense how he generates that much torque and power to be able to hit home runs. It's insane. And then also going on this weekend, you got the Tennessee Titans taking on the Kansas City Chiefs. Julio Jones saying he feels relaxed and rested. Last night, A.J. Brown sent out a tweet. It was either right in the middle of our show or right as the show ended. I can't remember when I saw it. He just is still sick, apparently.
Yeah, body rejecting food.
Chipotle, yeah. Apparently.
Well, he looks like he's in good spirits, like on the pressers and stuff. So,
well, if he played last week, and I say Monday, it was Monday, obviously. But if he played Monday, like for sure he would be playing Sunday as well.
Yeah, I played with like the flu before, and
not fun.
You feel like you unironically feel like you're gonna die. So, if he needs a week off, he might take it.
Bruno pulled out his inner Jordan. You know? Yeah.
Leaning on Scottie Pippen. Yeah. You were leaning on Kyle.
No, it was in XFL. We were playing Seattle, and it was our last home game before it closed. And I just remember looking up, and it was the third quarter, and I was crying, and I was like, I don't know if I can finish this game.
Did you end up?
Yeah. No. Thank God. We were up by a lot, and then they started to come back, and then the game just ended. I was like, thank God. I don't know. And then my buddies were like, you got to go out tonight. Who knows how long we have in our youth? And I went out that night.
Good for you, Bruno.
I felt terrible the whole night. It was like 4 a.m.
I don't know with A.J. Brown, though. He's, you know, they have to have A.J. Brown out there against the Chiefs.
No, they don't.
You don't think so? win?
No.
You think they can win without A.J. Brown?
They've done it every single week.
A.J. Brown against the Bills. I mean, he started showing up there. What did he get, 9 for – what was it? No, maybe 7 for 91 or whatever it was that he got. But
if the Chiefs – the two most important things to winning, Derrick Henry somehow shows up like he always does every week. So that's scratched off. And not Pat Mahomes, but Matt Mahomes. That's what I'm going to call Pat Mahomes when he's just going whatever the Matt first Mahomes. First 4 or 5 weeks of the seasons we saw Matt Mahomes. We need him to show up for 3 quarters. Matt
Pahomes. I don't even know if I'm gonna be able to do that.
And we need to get the one of Snapchat, like do a Terry where you hold it and then do the small face filter and call him Matt Pahomes.
I wonder how red Nissan's gonna be this weekend. It's almost definitely like they got bailed out a little bit with the Monday night game being against the Bills where their colors are kind of matching.
Yeah.
So it was really kind of difficult. Everybody had a different story. I feel like I saw more Bills fans.
Nashville's a perfect tourist city. It's not even really like against the Titans fan base.
I think it also is a little bit against Titans.
Well, if I bought a ticket for $150 and I could sell it for $4.
You're going to do it and watch it from your house, which a lot of Titans fans do. But if some would say real fans shouldn't do that.
Let me ask you guys this.
Also, dude. Shut up.
Well, let me ask you this. We all jump on the, you know, Titans fans about selling tickets and what have you to opposing team fans, right?
I don't.
Okay. Well, Zach does. Maybe. But if you think about it, do you think COVID might play a part here? Like maybe some fans are not comfortable going into the stadium because of COVID being where it's at and stuff like that. They're just like, you know, we'll just sell the tickets. We'll wait until this whole COVID thing gets a little under control and stuff like that. I wonder if that has any effect of why a lot of these Titan fans just don't want to go the games and rather sell their tickets.
The only reason why I would say against that is that I feel like that same thought for the people that are buying the tickets and going to the games, right? Like the stadium's still packed. It's just packed with the other fans' teams or other teams' fans. So you start to wonder, and that's what I'm saying. I wonder how red it's going to be there in Nissan because Kansas City fans travel. They travel for their games. They especially, you know, coming off their back-to-back Super Bowl appearances, got one of them was a win. They've been a good team. They have fans all over the place. I saw a photo from somebody on Twitter that, they saw a Chiefs jersey at the Predators game the other night. So they were like, they're already here. Like, it's just starting to grow.
They're among us.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, who knows? It could be. I think Bruno's right, though. If you bought the season tickets and it cost you, you know, $140 for that game, and then you're able to sell them right now, because a lot of people want to go see this game regardless. It's gonna be a good game, and it's gonna be, you know, the last two times these teams played each other, they were good games. They want to go sell them, and they'll make their money, and then just, you know, they go watch it at home. It's no big deal. Or they just tailgate outside of it the whole time and have a TV going. So I don't blame them, but a lot of Titans fans would be out there. I know every time I see Titans Twitter trying to urge the Titans world and fandom to buy all the tickets, but I don't know if that's ever actually going to happen.
No, it won't.
I don't think it is either. All right, we need to go ahead and run to a break, but we want you to jump in, 615-844-5600. Let me know, are you going to the Titans game this Sunday? Are you one of the proud few? I want to hear from you. Jump in. Lines available, 615-844-5600.
Hey guys, it's Zach. Focus on fall fitness with the team at Play It Again Sports in Brentwood and Hendersonville. Stop in and stock up on huge selections of new and gently used equipment and gear. Looking for a way to get great cardio workout and enjoy the weather? Grab a bike. Monday, October 18th through Sunday, October 31st, new and used bikes are 15% off. Their staff are specifically trained to get you the perfect fit for a bike, help you with biking accessories, and recommend places to ride. If you have sports equipment you no longer use or doesn't fit, you can trade it in for either cash or for store credit towards your next purchase. And make sure to tell them your buddy Zach over here at Nashville Sports Radio sent you in. That's Play It Again Sports in Brentwood and Hendersonville.
Good afternoon. We still see heavy traffic out here on the South Loop, the West Loop. They've got that stalled truck to the side, but it's really busy up through Madison right now on 65 northbound as you continue up into Goodlettsville. We see heavy traffic also out through Wilson County on I-40 as you head out through Mount Juliet. Still working that wreck on 24 eastbound near OHB up towards White's Creek. Hey, Oktoberfest at Obergatlinburg going on this weekend. The weather's going to cooperate. Check it out online at obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey, this is George Plaster. As some of you know, I've set up the Plaster and Friends Celebrity Bowling Night presented by Gish Sherwood and Friends Monday night, November the 29th at Hermitage Strike and Spare. Proceeds from the event will benefit Last Minute Toy Store and the Martha O'Brien Center. Those are two charities that I am really excited about. Here's the way you can get involved. Simply go to celebritybowlingnight@gmail.com. Again, celebritybowlingnight@gmail.com. There will be a 6 to 8 p.m. shift and an 8 to 10 p.m. shift. You select which shift you want to be in. Each foursome will play two games, and each foursome will be paired with two different sports celebrities. Cost is $200 per person or $800 for a foursome. I'm not promising great bowling, but what I am promising is a fun event you will never forget.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
You have a vision. We have the financing to make it happen. At Wilson Bank and Trust, we have the resources that individuals, families, and businesses need to grow and achieve their goals. As an independent local community bank, we're able to provide loans with great rates, fast decision-making, and personal service from one of our local, friendly lenders. We believe in the power of possibility. It's why we say yes more often. Wilson Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Kyle Larson did it yet again. Eighth win of the season at Texas, locks himself into the championship four race at Phoenix. Up next is Kansas. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Kyle Larson, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
We are doing video now. Check us out at youtube.com/thefinallap. Like, subscribe, and hit the bell every single weekday right here.
Sports
Radio, WNSR. Welcome back to the Afternoon Stretch. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. You can always get involved, 615-844-5600 on the F&M Bank phone line. Got to shout out Spencer Barnaby, our intern. He's doing a great job. We're seeing some behind-the-scenes stuff he's doing right now. It's really just fun. We really like it so much. So shout out our intern. We have a great intern.
And trust me, Bruno's excited. That's his excitement.
Better intern than I could ever be. I just think about all the internships I've done and how little I did. So
I did a lot when I was an intern. Internships are weird. It really are. Like, they're really, like, if you're doing it for a class, at least you're getting something out of it, if it's, like, a credit or something. But,
yeah, no, I just did mine for experience.
Yeah, when you're doing it just for experience, I don't know if, I guess what I did when I did my intern, it actually helped out from, like, getting something from it. But I don't know. There's a lot of people I know that did interns. Like, when I was in college, I did internships that were just so useless. And, like, they either got fired from it or whatever. And it's, like, they were there for like five to six hours every day doing like running and getting coffee and all that kind of stuff. And you're just like, what were you doing there? You know, just trying to put something on their resume. Cause you gotta have the resume. It's gotta all be perfect and be ready.
Never used a resume for anything I've seriously considered.
Nobody even really looks at a resume. Like if you're a real business owner or anything, you're somebody who looks at a resume and you're like, it's not, like, that's not the real, like, you can't look at a resume and be like, I'm not hiring this. Like, they'll take a resume and they throw it out the window or something.
Maybe we should get, like, 20 interns and have them, like, Squid Games.
That
gets paid.
that'd be hilarious. Also illegal, so I don't know if that would work.
I didn't say we were going to kill them.
Oh, true,
just so happened to die.
Well, it's their choice. If they win the game, then they're good. I still got to finish Squid Game, by the way. I still haven't done that yet. All right, let's go to the F&M Bank phone line. Tony in, it says Molesville. I think I was just,
that's awesome.
That was just Ray. Tony in Nolensville. Tony, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Sometimes I think there are some moles out here. I just don't know where.
They're all
and
at the
I'm
station,
talking
baby.
About the human moles.
How you doing, man?
I tell you, I'm doing great and listening to y'all and enjoying the show, but you know, one thing, Zach, would be nice if they did an internship was to be a husband. Wouldn't that be nice?
What do they call those marital affairs?
Marital.
There's actually a big argument going on right now. I actually like that he brings it up. There's actually a big argument going on right now. Should you get married before you move in together or not? And I feel like you have to move in together for a little bit. That's the internship before you get married.
Well,
right?
I'm just picturing, you know, a guy, his wife comes home and she's stopping through and she pulls the sheet cover over and a guy's got another girl in bed. And honey, no, it's an intern. Yeah.
If you ever want to get a good dose of what marriage is like, Bruno, watch King and Queens.
That's a great show. That is a great show. Yeah,
great show. You can, and that's exactly what a lot of it goes to. It is. Hey, guys, I want to talk to you a little bit. The Titans this weekend, 55-point over and under. 55, maybe 56.
I think 58. Sure. I've seen 58.
Is it that high now?
Yeah.
I'm getting everybody I hear, everything I'm talking to, listen to, mention of my buddies this morning eating breakfast is, I think it's going to get in the 60s. I just do. And if it doesn't, I'll be the first one to say I'm shocked.
Yeah, Bruno and I are both on the under. We've talked about this yesterday. We're with the under on this. I think that if we're talking about the Titans,
you're relying on a rushing attack.
Yeah, you know, which they did it against the Bills and they got on the over.
Yeah,
if this was the over.
Derrick Henry pops. You know, how many weeks in a row can he pop? How many weeks in a row can he pop a 90 and 70 yard run? Huh?
Defenses that can't stop a clock.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're right, Tony.
I mean, it's crazy. I mean, you've got two secondaries that's just
abysmal,
horrible.
Yeah.
And you know, and then and you're right. How many times can Henry keep this up? But at the same time, we're always talking each evening and each afternoon as we're watching greatness right before our eyes, you know.
Really is. We're watching history being unfolded.
Absolutely, right in front of us. And you don't want to take it for granted, but I just think it's going to be a high-scoring game. And then you look down at the I would almost suspect the LSU and Ole Miss, the Magnolia Bowl, would be a high-scoring affair with, you know, you've got two defenses there. I think we'll let people put up points. Now, I don't know if Matt Corral's going to play. If he don't, I would think Plumlee, who they moved out to wide receiver, I think he would be back under center. I'm sure, Zach, if you could get in touch with Jack, he could probably tell you.
Yeah, right. I imagine he's somewhere on a boat drinking ready for the game.
Oh, I'm sure he is, and just can't wait to stumble his way back into the grove.
Right. Hey, Tony.
That's true.
I appreciate you calling in, brother. We're up against one here.
And talk a little bit of who y'all got tonight, and good luck to the Commandos.
Hey, thank you, sir. All right, we need to go ahead and run to our next break, our final break, and we'll be back here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Right at 440. Everybody's slowing down southbound to look at it as well. That's why it's slow now both north and southbound. On 65 here at 440, all that heavy traffic continues out towards Wilson County. That's been moving fairly decent on 40 East as you pass the airport, headed out towards Mount Juliet. Oktoberfest at Obergatlinburg going on this weekend. You got time to check it out. It's going to be gorgeous in the Smoky Mountains. Log on to obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy is on.
Got to get you all set up for Kansas this weekend. Race number 2 in the round of 8 on a 1.5-mile oval. Progressive banking up to 20 degrees. Cup races, 267 laps or 400.5 miles. Stages are 80, 80, and 107. The May race winner there was Kyle Busch. Last year's winners were Denny Hamlin and Joey Logano. And you can check out the Xfinity Series on Saturday, 3 p.m. Eastern on NBC. And the Cup Series, 3 p.m. Eastern on NBCSN. Now, the top 5 starting positions for this race in the Cup Series. Chase Elliott at number 5. Then you got Kyle Busch, Brad Keselowski, Ryan Blaney, our guest on this week's program on the Final Lap Weekly. Get it wherever you get your podcasts. Woo! And Kyle Larson is sitting on the front row yet again. Nobody outside his windshield except pace car. Ryan Blaney is on. And has Kyle Larson made you go out and win a race to get yourself into Phoenix, or can you point your way in?
You know, I mean, with Larson winning last week, they have 2 weeks to really focus on that car, you know. So it is a big advantage to try to win early in the round 8. You know, in the 22, when they won their championship in 2018, Martinsville was the first race in the round of 8, and they won that. They had 2 weeks to focus on their homestead car, and they ended up winning the championship. So it does help. But you saw last year Chase Elliott won the final race of the round 8 and then just went out the next week and won Phoenix. So it can be done both ways, but it is nice to be able to really focus on that car, you know, for a week or two.
TheFinalLap.com.
Get Macy's lowest prices of the season on specials for cooler weather, like cute boots and booties starting at $27.99, and warm new coats for all 50 to 60% off. And get cafe-style coffee at your fingertips with select Nespresso bundles for only $124.99, now at Macy's. Plus, get your Macy's order faster when you pick up curbside or in-store. Or try same-day delivery powered by DoorDash. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Whether you're vaccinated or not, it's important to know the symptoms of COVID and its variants. Fever is the leading sign of COVID and the flu, so make sure you use an accurate thermometer. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact thermometers have no clinical evidence behind them and are not reliable. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Learn more at Exergen.com.
The Locksmith Company, our full-service locksmithing expert, is reminding motorists to slow down on our roadways, keep an eye out for kids at play, and never text and drive. This message is from The Locksmith Company. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427. That's 931-801-5427. And visit thelsco.com. The Locksmithing Company.
Welcome back to the afternoon stretch. Brenna Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams. Tony asked, I think he was asking who the Commandos got tonight. They're up in Bruno's neck of the woods, up in Clarksville, going up against Rossview. And I'll be on that call later on tonight. They're going to win. Hendersonville is
so confidently. They're gonna
the Clarksville win, yeah. Teams have taken such a big step back. High school
Clarksville
football-wise.
In the 6A playoff.
Huh?
Clarksville's going to be in the 6A playoff. So.
Yeah, I don't know why. They don't belong there. It's gonna be rough for them.
I don't.
Hi, your alma mater, huh?
Yeah, I told you I'm not too connected with the program. So
yeah, good luck to them though. You know, hope so. A lot of Friday night football tonight is It really does feel like a spooky October night, like the way the clouds have been low.
Tell me that. I'm gonna be scared driving.
Ooh, it's gonna be so spooky. I'm gonna be tailing you the whole way there. whoa, guys. Ooh, spooky. Love spooky time. It feels so spooky, though. Love it. Cold outside.
Dude, next week, I'm going to throw hundreds of dollars of bags of candy on the mat, and I'm just going to let the kids fight for it. It's going to
be great.
It's awesome.
Yeah, you should do a pinata of a human size that they have to grapple down to break. You know,
it's not bad any one of these days. That's it's not just too one. Close.
Yeah. Please record it.
We got dressing up next week.
I would just wear the judo gi. I don't have a costume this year.
Figure it out. First hour's done. Second hour coming up. Don't go anywhere. On air and online, sports radio,
WNSR, ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. Attention shoppers, a popular air freshener sold at Walmart between February and October is being recalled.
$4 bottles of Better Homes and Gardens branded essential oil infused aromatherapy room spray with gemstones are being recalled because they could contain dangerous bacteria. That bacteria can lead to melioidosis, which is extremely rare. The CDC says it has investigated 4 cases of melioidosis, including 2 people who died from the condition. A bottle of the room spray with the bacteria in it was found in the home of one of the people who died.
ABC's Alex Stone. The global supply chain crisis has gotten worse since summer. That's what Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said today. But the Fed says despite elevated inflation, it's keeping benchmark interest rates unchanged for now. Big corporations like Unilever and Procter & Gamble have signaled they'll be raising prices on most household goods. On Wall Street, investors ended the week on an up note. This is ABC News.
This is a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like the world is throwing everything it has at you. And to succeed, you need someone to guide you through. That's what Dell Technologies Advisors do. They have the Windows PCs and tech advice to help you navigate whatever challenges you're up against and get you safely to where you want to be. Call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. A start to a simpler experience with Windows 11 Pro.
Did you know there's dust floating around your home?
Really?
Yeah. Dust starts on hard surfaces like shelves and ceiling fans. And when you walk by, dust starts to move, compromising the quality of the air you and your family breathe.
So, what do I do?
Get Swiffer Heavy Duty Duster. Swiffer Heavy Duty Duster is the fast and easy way to trap and lock dust
before it gets into the air.
Exactly. So you can just... Swiffer Heavy Duty Duster, proud partner of the American Lung Association.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Hey, Nashville,
Get ready to party Smashville style. On February 26th, the Nashville Predators will make history with the first ever outdoor NHL game in Tennessee as they host the 2022 Navy Federal Credit Union NHL Stadium Series. The Preds will take on the back-to-back Stanley Cup champion Tampa Bay Lightning in front of 70,000 rockin' fans. Visit NHL.com/stadium series tickets.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the app store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it.
Welcome back to the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio.
Oh, my God! Okay, it's happening!
It's the afternoon stretch with Zach Williams and Bruno Reagan.
Everybody stay calm! Sure. Stay calm!
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
You are an unstoppable good idea machine!
Now, here's Bruno and Zach.
Second hour of the afternoon stretch coming at you here on Nashville Sports Radio. Thanks so much for listening to us here. Coming to you live from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams. And it's always fun in the second hour on Fridays. Remember, it's, you know, we do a lot of different things. We've got Bruno's Bets coming up. Later on the show, we're actually going to be, the show is ending a little earlier than normal. We're going to be done at 5:45 because we'll be sending you over to the Vanderbilt baseball fall series. So the Vandy boys are back in action here on Nashville Sports Radio tonight for the Black and Gold game one tonight over there at the Hawk, which is a tremendous place to watch baseball. Have you ever watched a game over there, Bruno?
Yeah.
It's amazing. The field is beautiful. It's just the right amount of seats, I feel like. It's nestled into West End right there. It just feels like a, it's like almost like an oasis almost of baseball just in a bunch of a concrete jungle.
That was really, you know, that was some nice wordplay. I don't know what an oasis is.
You really?
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't know who Leland Stadium is, and you don't know what an oasis is?
No.
Or how I just said it was wrong. I said oasis. Oasis.
No, I don't know what it is.
That's crazy. It's just, there's a lot that I'm learning about you today.
I don't know. I'll never go to one, so whatever.
Before we go any further, let's go to the F&M Bank phone line. Eric in Nashville. Eric, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to kind of give you an update on how I'm doing. I haven't talked to you in a while. First of all, I finished my physical therapy today, so I don't have to go back anymore. I'm probably about 90%. I still have some pain on my left side. The pain really acts up on me. Of course, when I do the physical therapy exercises, I was just, you know, add on to weight and everything like that. So it's kind of painful. And also, if I sit on wooden hard chairs, instead of I try and sleep at night in the bed, I mean, I'm sleeping a little bit better. The pain's not totally gone, but it's still going to be an issue for a while. But I'm still going to have surgery on my right hip sometime next year. So I can't do it until I'm fully healed on the left side. So, which is still probably going to be a while, but I'm probably going to have surgery on my other hip sometime, probably next summer at the earliest. So,
well, I'm glad that it's feeling better, though. It's, you're once again, you're on the path of healing, man.
Yeah, it's still going to be a while. The only bad part about it is and I don't know if or when I'll be able to go back to work, because I know I'm not going to be able to work definitely through the rest of this year, probably not work at all next year. There is a may start looking for a job, go back to work if I decide to do that. It won't be until either the spring or the summer of 2023.
Dang.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a layoff.
Yeah. Because I could have done the full hip replacement, but the only reason I didn't want to do that, I thought it was going to be a lot worse for painful. So I just decided to have one side done and then the other side done. So it's still going to be time, just depending on, you know, what happens. So we'll see.
I think you look for some, like, remote jobs or something like that, too. Work from your house.
Yeah, maybe. But just one real quick thing on the Titans this weekend, guys. I think, got a feeling it's going to be a shootout. I'm not surprised Kansas City's favored. I've heard they're like a 4.5, 5-point favorite. I just didn't think it's going to be that much. I was going to, thought it was going to be slightly less, 2.5, maybe 3.5 at the most. And it may be depend on who has the ball last, or it also may depend on if any teams have to get turnovers. I'm thinking we might have a shot, depending on the play, because great play of Harold Landry, maybe Kevin 5 might be able to get a pick, and also maybe Jeffrey Simmons, if, you know, they can make some plays, and also if we can do like Monday Night Buffalo, just have a couple stops where we hold them the field goal, because I don't think we're going to be able to totally stop them. But also just if Derrick Henry's just able to do that again, you don't kind of expect to do that, but would I be surprised if he did that? Of course I wouldn't be. I mean, he's, I think, has got like 5 straight games rushing over 100 yards, and he's got like 10 touchdowns, and I think something like over 700 yards rushing. At the rate he's going to have another 2,000 yards season. You don't expect that, but it would not surprise me if that happens.
Well, you know, you mentioned a name too that I feel like is being grossly undervalued right now. Harold Landry is playing some amazing football for the Titans
right now. And of course, it's the contract year, and I'm definitely saying if you got your, they got to pay the guy, because if we don't, somebody definitely will pay him the money if he gets away from him. I'd hate to see that happen. And also, you probably saw the line. Of course, Taylor Lewan's out of the game because of his concussion. He's not going to play Sunday.
He's not going to be out there, which makes sense. I mean, that hit, I don't even know if I can call it a hit. He dove on the pile and kind of
knocked himself out.
I think he fully knocked himself out. But it's going to be a loss. But, you know, like, let's be – like, the real side of it is he didn't play a lot of the game, against the Bills. So, it's, Derrick Henry was still able to find – really, the pass protection seemed to get better. I'm not saying that he's worse than whoever came in and replaced him, but I do think there was a little bit of a, you know, not so much a coincidence, but something there. He didn't play, and the Titans looked a little bit better.
Yeah, and we still, of course, got issues in that secondary and everything like that, which that's going to be a huge challenge against this Kansas City offense, guys. And I've also said that even though Janoris Jenkins wants to be known as Jack Rabbit, I can't take credit for this, but I've heard somebody on social media call him, he plays more like Bugs Bunny. That's the way I refer to him with his play. And, he was getting talked to the coach on the sideline. We gave up that touchdown pass to Cole Beasley. And, guys, I'll tell you what, unless his play dramatically improves, I just don't see him back with the Titans after this season.
No, 100%.
It's not better than Titans signing free agent DBs and them just turning to absolute dog water.
He was bad beforehand, and it kills me. Like, his Jackrabbit.
Yeah.
I said it on Twitter in one of the games. He doesn't get to be called Jackrabbit anymore. He's Janoris until he plays better.
You're right, guys. Guys, I'm going to let you go, and y'all take care. Have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you again soon.
Hey, thanks for calling in, Eric. We appreciate it, buddy.
Take care.
Remember, if you want to jump in, now's the time to do it, especially since it's a Fantasy Football Friday. Go ahead and hit it, Ray.
It's time to click your heels together and jump into the land of make-believe, where mediocre high school players who played on mediocre high school teams think they know more than a professional head coach. It's Fantasy Football Friday.
Fantasy Football Fridays brought to you by Play It Against Sports in Brentwood and Hendersonville. You actually may have heard the ad earlier, what they're doing right now. Bikes are on sale. Bikes are on sale right now, 15% off in Brentwood and Hendersonville. Me and my wife were just talking about this. We were like, we need to get bikes. I'm going to go see our friends over at Play It Against Sports to get some. When's the last time you rode a bike, like an actual bicycle, Bruno?
Man, it's been a long time. I thought about getting one of those like adult like bikes for massive people, and it just never happened.
It's never happened. I don't know. You need to go if you are in the market looking for a bike or anything like that. Go check out our friends over at Play Against Sports in Brentwood and Hendersonville. Why do I know this so much? Why do I say you need to go see these people? I know them so well because they were actually my first job in. I mean, ever. My first job I ever had ever was at Play It Against Sports in Hendersonville. So I understand the care and the love that they put in to try to make sure that your sporting goods are the correct ones for you. All you got to do, I mean, it takes any of your old equipment. Maybe you've outgrown it. Maybe you're done with it. Or maybe you're looking to get some cash for them. You can do that over there at Play It Against Sports in Brentwood and Hendersonville. Maybe you want to get some new golf clubs. Maybe you're looking for a new bat. You got footballs you're looking for. Maybe you're needing some golf, wrestling gear, whatever it is. Workout equipment at your house, whatever it is, Play It Against Sports in Brentwood and Hendersonville have everything covered from you. Just go and take everything there, anything you have, and you want to upgrade it, bring it there. And like I said, you can get cash, trade-in credit, or maybe, you know, you just maybe look move on from some of this gear. They're there to help you take it as well. Again, that's Play It Against Sports in Brentwood and Hendersonville. And so, also, you got any football, fantasy football questions, go ahead and give us a call, 615-844-4444.
5,600. This week is really tough.
I wanted to ask you before you guys
go ahead.
Before we're talking about fantasy football, you said when was the last time we got on a bike? Is it Peloton? Count?
No, that doesn't count. That doesn't count. Like a bicycle. Saying, you got to balance.
I'm just saying. I don't know. That, I don't know for the equation or not.
Dude, who buys Pelotons, by the way? Those are like $8,000. And then you also have to pay a monthly fee on it. That is such rich, like rich people stuff. Like if I see somebody's got a Peloton in their house and it always has like clothes over it or something
I'll have
like that.
One day.
Really? You want a Peloton?
No. But I'll be
you'll just have one to. it's like an ornament inside your house.
Mm-hmm. Like, look, I work. It's like having leather bound books, but for working out.
Yeah. So this week is, I don't know, what is it, Ray? There's a million different names. Bipocalypse, Bimageddon. There's just a lot of teams that are on bye right now. So a lot of people are looking for how do they, I mean, with the Buffalo Bills on bye, right? Look how many fantasy points are off the field there. A lot of people are having tough times. So I wanted to ask kind of something different, not so much a strategy question to you guys, but more or less a league question that I've heard and I'm dealing with in actually one of these leagues. So many people are out, whether it's been injuries or it's bye week this week. There's fantasy teams that have, I mean, legitimately, they're not going to be able to field a full roster unless they drop players that you wouldn't drop. Right? Like, Is it right?
Oh, I wanted to keep Brandon Ayuk all season, but he had to go this week.
He had to go. Is it right to forfeit a loss in a league, in a fantasy league? Is it right to forfeit a loss and not field your team, a full team, and just say, I'm not dropping anybody, and you're just going to give up this week? Essentially giving a win to another team that's going to be playing you. Is that fair?
Nope, you play the winning game. That's how I do it.
So they should drop. Like, there is one. I'll bring it up here in a second. I'll read you off this roster that, I mean, this guy is in just absolute shambles. I mean, he really is. And this 2 weeks now, he's done this for 2 weeks. This is going to be 2 weeks that he has essentially just given up on the weeks. His roster right now. So Matt Ryan is quarterback. He's got Michael Carter from the Jets, Damian Williams, who right now is looking like he may not play due to COVID restrictions, Tyler Lockett, Tyler Boyd, and then he's got Rob Gronkowski, who is officially out. Not going to be playing this week, A.J. Brown, and then on his bench, this is his bench, he has David Montgomery, IR, not playing, Adam Thielen, Dak Prescott, Marvin Jones Jr., Dawson Knox. All of those players are on bye this week, and his IR spot is Christian McCaffrey. So he literally, if he's dropping his starter.
If you're this guy, you're allowed to take the week off. Because, I'm saying drop one or two guys you want to keep to play. Yeah, you play to win the game.
You would essentially have to drop
six people.
Like, you would have to drop a lot of starters.
No, you take the L. Take the L.
Now, this, by the way, this is the second week because last week he was in the same problem. Last week he started.
Last week's buys were crazy too.
He started Christian McCaffrey and Damian Williams, and they weren't playing. That's his two starting running backs. Put up.
What's his record?
He's 3-3.
With that roster?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Now, Ray, is that fair in your eyes? Should you have to field a full roster? Because this week, a lot of people are dealing with that.
Well, it just really depends on your waiver wire and where you are right in the rankings. If you're like 4-2 or 5-1,
well, we're not talking about strategy of it. I'm talking about as a league, it should be every week. Should it not be? I'm looking for, this is my view. Let me say my view of it. My view is you should have to play every single week and field a full roster, no matter what the circumstances are going into. You know, you have to play every single you cannot put automatic zeros up. Like this guy, he's going to have Rob Gronkowski's, Damian Williams, possibly both out. That cannot, you know they're out, you cannot play them. Now, if it's something that, you know, that springs up right before the Sunday game or whatever, and you're just in a situation, there's nothing you can do about it, an injury springs up, and, you know, in the practice and warm-ups or something, then fine. But if you are doing this intentionally, this is tanking, right? Like, that's essentially what this is. He just doesn't want to give up any player that he has, but this is tanking for a week. Is that right? The NFL would fine you like crazy, right?
Yeah. No. What are you going to do? Release? Like, if this happened on an NFL team, Julio, Ryan, Taylor Lewan, Ben Jones, A.J. Brown, Derrick Henry, they're all out. Are you going to draw three of them to be able to like field enough people to play? No, you're just going to, I don't know. Take the L.
Taylor One's a Titan? I thought he was a Bill.
Oh, yeah, Chris Broussard thinks so.
That joke's gotten really old on me really fast. People on Twitter are doing it all the time. They're like, Taylor One's out for a concussion, like Titans tackle, and then everyone's in the comments like, Bill.
No, it depends on how many players you're not going to replace. If that's that, yeah, it's fine. But if it's one or two players, like this week in the Fantasy League, I mean in our Listeners League,
yeah,
I didn't want to get rid of Knox, but he's on a bye this week.
Yeah.
And I needed a tight end. And on my bench, I have a few players I want to keep. I just let go of Galladay. So I picked up Ertz.
Yeah, which might be a great pickup.
We'll see. I mean, I'm not doing well in the league, but...
You didn't want to release Galladay?
I didn't.
Almost like completely past Galladay.
Yeah, so I let him go.
Yeah.
What's going on up there in New York?
Yeah, I looked at the schedule. He's got that week from 8 to 14. It looks pretty good, so...
He burned me 3 weeks ago, I think. Went out there and just did nothing. It was a week that it was like, I think I even came on here and was like, this is a Galladay week. Like, he's finally going to... It was against Atlanta. That's what it was. And then he played for a quarter. And then it was injured and done.
Yeah, thank God I'm playing Bobby this week because my team is, you know, I'm on the same boat, but Bobby is just terrible in fantasy. So I might be able to sneak a win with a very, like, depleted roster this week.
He really is.
Dax out, Najee Harris out, A.J. Brown out. Like, you know, I'm on the same boat. I had to get rid of Brandon Ayuk. I had to get rid of a few people because I also trade. I was lucky I traded away half my roster for CMC, too. So I had spots.
All right, so now let's change it up. This goes into a fantasy strategy, right? Trade four targets in fantasy football. I'm going to give you my first one that I think a trade away target because I think this week it's going to be huge, and that's going to be DeAndre Hopkins. I think DeAndre Hopkins this week, and I'm going to do this. I have DeAndre Hopkins in numerous leagues. I'm going to trade him away this week. Or after this week. He's going up against Houston this week, right? They're going to pepper DeAndre Hopkins with what? They fit all the targets?
This is his week. Yeah,
his week. But I'm going to ship him away to try to upgrade certain spots.
Dude, that's what I did. That's why I traded him for – he was the main – it was him, Melvin Gordon, and I can't remember the third person, Jets receiver, Corey Davis.
Yeah.
That's who I traded away for CMC. And it was just like, really, DeAndre Hopkins is – Christian Kirk and Adrian, they're all getting the same load, same amount of targets, same catches, same points. And
DeAndre's actually getting targeted less, which is
great. Kirk was on the waiver wire, so I was just like, okay.
Yeah.
You know, and this is all season, so I think that's a great one. That's a huge one.
I feel like it's just as they go forward, maybe because they're winning games in kind of a strange way, but they don't feel like they have to use him as much or how it sets. I'm not sure, but statistically, he's not getting a ton of targets right now. He's filling. AJ Green has been kind of resurrected almost in a way.
Bobby just tweeted, I tune into the show for 5 minutes and I'm just getting clowned.
Good. But yeah, so I think that's someone that you could trade away. Now, who are people you're trying to go after? I can tell you one that I know. Well, you already did this. Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, no,
I think you could target the guy who has Christian McCaffrey in that league. Like, I'm thinking about attacking him for giving him DeAndre Hopkins, getting Christian McCaffrey, and maybe like a wide receiver too that he has on his roster. And all of a sudden, he's got a great DeAndre Hopkins. I've got Christian McCaffrey.
No way you get CMC and another receiver for D-Hop. No way.
After this week, if you see DeAndre Hopkins goes berserk, what I mean? And this guy's already in shambles with his team right now with just injuries. He might trade him away. And Christian McCaffrey is going to be coming back not this week, but I believe next week he's able to come off of IR. You know, it's a risk. It's a gamble to that, but I feel like it's a gamble with no matter what. But somebody like that who, if you can look for the right team, more than likely, if somebody has Christian McCaffrey right now on their team, they had first-round pick, right? Like, they had the very first pick of their draft. And that also means if it was a snake draft, they didn't get to draft again for a long time, so they really don't have many running backs, so they're probably losing games right now in their fantasy league, not looking very strong, and maybe you can make a play for them. Who's a trade for target you'd have, Ray?
Miles Sanders.
Really? This is an interesting one.
Yeah, the reason why is because he was at 65% snap count. Now he's at 78% over the last 2 weeks. He's got the Raiders, the Lions, and the Chargers coming up. That's a nice pickup right there, because now it's like he's out-taged, I think, Gainwell. They thought he might be dipping into his percentages, but no. He's got an easy schedule. It looks like they're going to run the ball. Will he see more than 15 carries? That's yet to be seen. Hopefully that Philadelphia staff does, because Hurts runs. We all know that Hurts might, you know, dagger his value a little bit, but I still like Sanders.
Sanders, it's weird because projections going in, like last season, he was okay for majority of the season, kind of fell off near the end, but he's a good running back. When he's given the volume, he plays really well. So it's kind of surprising that, you know, he's not been as good so far going through the season. So, yeah, I mean, you could almost guaranteedly get Miles Sanders for very cheap. I almost feel like you could really make a lateral, if not a lower tier player, move up to, because whoever that, once again, the fantasy manager for Miles Sanders is definitely not wanting, he's not having fun with him right now. Like, he's probably not even playing him right now. So, and it's an RB1 that you can use.
Yeah.
You gotta love RB1s that you can use.
There's not many of them anymore. They're all just dropping like flies.
Who do you play this week again? Oh, you're playing Bobby. That's right.
Yeah, I'm playing Bobby in the toilet bowl.
What record is Bobby right now?
Let me check.
He beat Ray though, so I think he's above Ray.
Yeah, I was able to get to a 3-3. He's at 1-5.
1-5.
It's got the Ray win.
I play in the listener league this week. I play Nick. I'm facing Nick this week.
I just feel so bad for Bobby. His team is so bad in comparison to some of these. Like, there are some stacked teams in our. If my team ever gets healthy, it'll be one of those stacked teams. But, like, Julio, think you are? Like, that's one of the great teams, I think.
There's a lot of competition right now. You know, Nick thought he was like, going to take it away with a landslide, and it's... His team's starting to turn a little bit. He made that trade with you, and it's been all downhill since then.
Travis Kelce is doing fine.
Oh, doing man. Right. Kyle Pitts better show up this week. That's all I know. All right, we need to go to the break. Before we go to that break, though, you know we always got to talk about our friends over at Radnor Wine and Spirits, and we know nobody better than to talk to our good man, Turner Johnson. Turner, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, Zach, I'm doing great. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, buddy. So, Titans-Chiefs this week, a lot of question has been on the betting lines. 58 points on the over-under. Do you think they get the over or the under?
This is an over game. I think if the Titans-Bills go over with the Bills' vastly superior defense to Kansas City, I know it's every week it's a different game and it's a big number, but total finished at, what, 64 on Monday night? So I think 58 is doable.
It does. I mean, it's a scary number, but it could. Now, obviously, looking at the Titans-Chiefs matchup, the blaring problem is the Titans have a terrible secondary, and the Kansas City Chiefs have an amazing passing offense. Well, where have we heard this story before? That was Bills-Titans on Monday Night Football. Are we going to see the same kind of bend-don't-break defense, let them get inside the 20s, but don't let them score a touchdown for Kansas City that we saw against the Bills, or do we see a different defense show up for the Titans?
No, I think it's a very similar defense, eerily similar, probably. I mean, we'll get beat deep. There'll be lapses in coverage, and similarly to last week, Patrick Mahomes can extend plays with his legs, similar to Josh Allen. So it's one of those things where if he's got all the time in the world in the pocket, and nobody's getting pressure on him, then he'll have time, and his receivers are going to get open. I mean, it's not like there's no secondary in the league that can keep, you know, three or four receivers locked down for, you know, 3, 4, 5 seconds while the quarterback has time. So, you know, I think it will be bend, don't break. I think if the Titans can get the Chiefs on the field in punting situations, red zone field goals, those are big wins, especially the Titans offense score.
Turner, you might have a bad line, I'm thinking right now. It's kind of cutting in and out. We'll try to press forward. Tell me what's going on with Radnor Wine and Spirits.
I mean, same old, same old. It's fall. It's time to maybe change your summer drinks. It's finally, you know, a week where it's been chilly. You know, it's fire season. It's chilly season.
Spooky season.
We got everything you need. Am I here?
Yeah, no, we hear you. I said spooky season.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely, it's spooky season. You need that perfect drink while you're cuddled up watching a horror movie. We got you. And plain and simple, come and talk to our staff. Very knowledgeable staff, a lot of experience. If you can find Walt, talk to Walt. He loves talking to the customers, helping out. He's got such an incredible depth of knowledge. Been in the store for 22 years, been in the business for over 30. We know what we're talking about. If you're ever on the fence between anything or you want to try something new, talk to our employees. If you want to talk about the point spread and the over-under for the Titans game on Sunday, talk to our employees. We talk about that, too. It's a great, fantastic customer experience over at Radnor. And I've said before, I'll say it again, follow us on Instagram, RadnorLiquor615. Posting stories daily. We're posting posts all the time. Lots of information about new barrel releases, store favorite picks. It's a great place for information. Or you can check it out online at RadnorWineAndSpirits.com.
Turner, my man, thanks so much for jumping on with us. We will talk to you next week, buddy.
All right. Y'all have a great weekend.
Thanks, man. You got to love how the phone clears up there, right? As we're going out. Oh, man. Like you said, though, it may have been hard to hear, but Radnor Liquor 615, that is where you need to go to check out all their releases on Instagram. I'm telling you, they have so much information on their recipes, all kinds of fun stuff, and go check them out once again. Radnor Liquor 615. All right, we need to run to a break. Back after this here on the Afternoon Stretch. Hey guys, it's Zach. Focus on fall fitness with the team at Play It Again Sports in Brentwood and Hendersonville. Stop in and stock up on huge selections of new and gently used equipment and gear. Looking for a way to get great cardio workout and enjoy the weather? Grab a bike. Monday, October 18th through Sunday, October 31st, new and used bikes are 15% off. Their staff are specifically trained to get you the perfect fit for a bike, help you with biking accessories, and recommend places to ride. If you have sports equipment you no longer use or doesn't fit, you can trade it in for either cash or for store credit towards your next purchase. And make sure to tell them your buddy Zach over here at Nashville Sports Radio sent you in. That's Play It Again Sports in Brentwood and Hendersonville.
Before you know it, the holiday season will be upon us, so it's time to start planning. If you're having a holiday party or event this year, then you should consider the Omni Nashville Hotel. Have a festive holiday party for your company, family, or friends at the most luxurious location in Music City. All your guests will experience the award-winning service from their well-trained, courteous staff at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Rooms that are second to none, and venues that will be the envy of all your guests. For smaller gatherings, reserve the private dining room inside Kitchen Notes. For a fun party atmosphere, consider Bar Lines. And for high-end corporate entertaining, choose Bob's Steakhouse. You can't go wrong when you book your party at the Omni Nashville Hotel. For more information or inquire about availability, just call 615-782-5333. That's 615-782-5333. The Omni Nashville Hotel, Music City's holiday party destination.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. You're going to be a wonderful mom, and I can't wait to be a grandpa. Not too long ago, moments like this with my daughter would have been a challenge. It was a long road for me to find myself again after Vietnam. I struggled to connect with almost everyone and preferred being alone. It was my neighbor Jim, another Vietnam veteran, who finally convinced me that I could still connect with my family and find that fulfilling life I'd lost. In fact, I called Jim first with the news about my granddaughter, Lizzie. Hey, Jim, I'm going to be a grandfather.
Congratulations, Dave.
Hey, let's get together and celebrate.
Well, as long as you're not grilling.
My pride was my armor, but I didn't know it then. I couldn't put it into words. I was sad, was scared, I felt alone. I didn't know how to reach out, so I hid behind anger and silence. But then I decided to listen to Jim, and I went for help down at the VA. If I can take that first step after almost 50 years, I know other veterans can too. Visit maketheconnection.net to find out more.
We prevent engine problems by changing the oil in our car. But when it comes to our hearts, we often wait until there's a problem. Why wait for problems when you can be preventative? Soul-T is a patented tea extract that can help reduce cholesterol and help maintain heart health. I have friends who have been taking Soul-T for years, and the results have been remarkable. And they owe it to Soul-T. Don't wait for a problem. Come to soulteat.com/radio and start taking care of your heart today with a special 25% discount exclusively at soulteat.com/radio.
It's a Bill King Show.
Whoever gets hired at any school, the fan base is immediately hypnotized. Once that guy stands at the podium and he says, go team, and here's the way it's going to be, and I'm a winner, the fans automatically just melt. They could hire a guy you've never heard of from a different planet, and once that guy's done at the podium, you'd say, there it is. Happens every time.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Welcome back in the afternoon stretch. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams here inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. If you're getting ready for the Vandy Fall Series, the Vandy boys are getting ready to play on the Black and Gold game, game one. That's going to start at 5:45 of that broadcast. Going to end our show a little bit early. Who's Vandy play this week?
Mississippi State.
Oh, that's right, because I saw your video. Yeah. Mike Wright going to be the starting quarterback again, too.
Yep.
How do you feel about that?
Seals gives us a chance, but they're both at the same level of like what they bring to the team in terms of different skill sets, but like same level of player, if that makes sense. That's what I think when I see him. So one or the other, you know, it is what it is. Yeah. I don't expect them to win, but I would like to be surprised.
That would be a great surprise, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I know. It'd be a great. I'm excited to go watch the game.
That video would get posted like 40 more times of you ripping the baby shirt off.
That'd be good.
Yeah. It's funny. We shot that video back in like the summer. Yeah. That's such a good shirt or video. I love it. Just him ripping that shirt off. Oh, man. All right. Bruno's bets. Let's go.
Now, it's time to make money off of other people playing sports, because taking gambling advice from a guy named Bruno isn't shady at all. This is Bruno's Bets.
Guaranteed to pay your house off. Bruno's Bets. Last, we had 21-7, and then I think, how did your last week's picks go?
3-1. Everyone but Cowboys won. Cardinals beat the Browns. What was it? Ravens won. They toasted the Chargers. But who was the loser? There was just a.
Was it Seattle? No, wasn't Seattle. Or was it Bills? Bills taking on the Titans.
No, it wasn't even them. It's. I'd have to go look it up.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, well, we know 3-1.
Yeah, there so. Was. I just closed it out of my mind so quick. I think they got destroyed too. I don't even think it was close.
So 24-8. Then was it Washington? It was It was the Washington spread. That's what it was.
Oh my God.
It's the Chiefs. Yep.
Thank you.
So 24-8 right now is Bruno's bets, which is still very respectable since we started this. What are the bets this weekend, Bruno?
5 picks this weekend for the UFC. We finally got a card back. Listen, a lot of these people...
It is a card.
It's a card. So I highly recommend you gamble to make it watchable. Listen, these are people that are out there fighting for scraps. They're all going to... That's the thing about these underrated cards is most of these people are poor and broke, so they're going to go out there scrapping for that 50K bonus, all right?
Yep.
Which is really 25K after taxes, and which is really 20 to 15K after you pay off your teams and your agents, all right? So these people are going to be... These people are fighting for the chance to be a little less broke, all right? This is what we're writing. So for the first 4 picks, we go by last names, all right? The minus 130 on the main card. Trinaldo. All right, we're going Trinaldo over Grant. We're going.
This is a big Trinaldo show.
We got Sungwoo Chu,
beautiful, beautiful man. Korean man. I mean, he
we're
is.
We're going Crassus over him. All right, which is our underdog pick of the week. So we're going all favorites except for Crassus. We're going to have a Crassus win. We got Clark versus Edwards, taking Clark -174. We got Dawson versus Glenn, taking Dawson -390, biggest favorite on the card. And then this is the one where, you know, there can actually be a discussion about you and me disagree on. I'm taking Vittori as the favorite -184. I think, yeah. Paulo's fighting out of more weight class, so he doesn't feel like he's weight cutting, but then again, same thing for Vittori. But Vittori is gonna step forward, grapple him smart in the clinch. I mean, he's gonna if Adesanya can't knock Vettori out with his exceptional range, I have trouble seeing Paulo do it. Paulo doesn't beat him on the ground. Paulo is a jiu-jitsu black belt, but I don't see him tapping Vettori out. I think Vittori's going to out wrestle him, outpace him, out everything him. If anything, from what we've seen this week, Paulo just does not care about this fight. So I think it's an easy Vettori pick.
Are these all favorites?
Except for the Sungwoo fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's too beautiful, too. Yeah. I mean, you got to take him.
We're taking Caressus at plus 240.
That is a pretty man. So. I mean, you really got it. You got to give it up to him. Congratulations on those genetics.
Last time it was all favorites. Last time I did put a parlay of all favorites, texted out to a few of my buddies, and they were like, it's all favorites. I was like, yeah. And then it won. So yeah, I mean, that was the Volt card.
Yeah. You got to pick who you think is going to win. And if it's just all the favorites, that's why they're favorites. all right. Bruno's bets guaranteed to make you money. I hope you listen to it. He's going to tweet it. I think you're going to tweet it out later.
Tweet him out.
Yeah, so follow him at Bruno Reagan on Twitter, and you'll see he's for some reason verified. I don't know why. I don't know. He must have an uncle or something on Twitter. All right, we're going to take our last break. Back after this here on the Afternoon Stretch.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
Hi, I'm Vivica Fox. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been helping our best friends in their worst times, during hurricanes, tornadoes, and increasingly, wildfires. They're real heroes to these animals. But Mother Nature isn't the only danger that animals face. Sometimes it's human nature that's the greatest threat. Each year, more than 6 million beautiful adoptable animals are being abandoned, and more than 1 million are euthanized before they can be rescued. These animals need heroes too. Heroes to open up their hearts and homes and to give them the love they deserve. Be a hero to an animal in need. Consider becoming an American Humane Rescue Volunteer or adopt from your local shelter. Visit AmericanHumane.org to find out how you can be a hero and help our best friends in their worst times.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast throughout this afternoon. Mostly sunny, temps in the mid-90s, slight chance of a passing shower, mostly clear overnight tonight, low 70s, and Friday 50-50 chance of rain, mostly sunny, temperatures in the 90s, heat index values near 100. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Joe Gardner.
Sports Radio
Ray playing some Billie Eilish on our way out of the weekend here. Well, to the weekend, out of the weekday, out of the week, work week, that is. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dossi.
Congrats, sailors. We made it to another weekend.
This week flew by.
I know. We got a lot of football matchups coming up. We haven't even really overlooked some of the college matchups that we've been talking a lot of NFL, which I'm more of an NFL over college guy anyways. But let's see where we're rocking with in the top 25 at least.
I acknowledge it, right? Bama probably wins.
It's not good this week.
No, I don't
think
it is.
Not a good matchup. Yeah, Tennessee-Alabama is actually an interesting one because, you know, I love just watching Tennessee get railed. So.
Just, I mean, absolutely. What's the spread on that? Do they have
25.
25?
Yeah.
So this is kind of like, you know, how we did the NFL picks. Do we want to take a pick over on the spread? Do we say that Tennessee go over or under?
Well, Tennessee
do they
can
make
score.
It?
They've proved they can score.
Yeah, are they going to be able to score enough, though?
Where's the game?
That is in Alabama. I do know that. It's there in Tuscaloosa.
All right, never mind. I don't know. 25 points is a lot. And after watching Florida come close to Alabama, huh? No, I'm not going to bet on Tennessee.
Is Florida just – are they completely – are they done for the season?
They're terrible, yeah. No, well, they're not terrible. But for Florida standards, they're terrible. Just undisciplined.
How does LSU look? Because they're going up against Ole Miss, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
How does LSU look now – Ed Orgeron less.
Ed Orgeron less.
What did I say?
Orchard. Orchard.
Did I say
Orger?
Orchard?
Said Orchard Lawn.
Whatever. Ed likes getting with girls too much less. Like, whatever it is. That guy loved finding women and saying, hey, I'm Gojo. Come over here. Come on, Mason. Come on.
You work out.
You will go work out with me. I'm married and pregnant. Oh, that don't matter.
God, you're giving me some severe. You're giving me some severe flashbacks. I know a guy like him.
Yeah,
it's our age.
I know a lot of guys like him. They're terrible people.
Well, he sounds just like him too.
Oh, really?
They both went to the same high school.
Oh no.
Yeah, so it's giving me some PTSD.
I grew up with a pet crawfish.
What are we talking about? Oh yeah, LSU. No,
yeah, do they look good or worse?
No, they look. They probably realistically look.
Because you were like when John Gruden
no,
was off the Raiders.
The same. You tell me Coach O, like, really, was he really a factor on the performance of this team? Probably not.
No. Well, I mean, all indications and the reason why they mutually decided to move on was the fact that he was kind of, he was bringing women into the facility and letting their kids, the woman's kids, like, train in drills with these college athletes who were there, you know,
no, you
highly
can't,
athletic
yeah,
tuned machines.
No, you can't do that. I could see like some assistant coaches having a lot of big problems with it, but you can't do anything because Coach O is the boss.
Right. So there, it almost kind of going to feel like that there's like a relief almost, right?
I mean, it might seem less like a clown show. Yeah.
Maybe. All right. That's going to do it for us. Everybody enjoy some Vandy baseball coming up next. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dossie, Zach Williams here. Everybody remember, if nobody's told you, I love you. We will see you guys Monday here on Nashville Sports Radio. Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll be right back.